Behold the Lamb of God. Oh, to have been there with Andrew and his other companion when Jesus walked by and they heard John the Baptist cry out those words, Behold the Lamb of God. It was so obvious to them, so simple. Right there, the Lamb of God, the promised Messiah, the one to follow. And they did. They went and stayed with him that day. To have been there and have heard those words so plainly pointing out the Lord. For us, is it not the case that we're often much more like Samuel in the first reading? Just a couple verses before where our reading began, we were told that in those days a revelation of the Lord was uncommon. And so perhaps we can cut Samuel some slack when he didn't recognize the voice of the Lord when he called. For this was an uncommon occurrence in his day. If you're like me, it probably seems like we live in a time like that. A revelation of the Lord was uncommon. We struggle, do we not, to hear the voice of the Lord, to understand what he's about. He tends to be so very hidden. And even when he does speak, so quiet. And on top of that, there are many other voices that constantly cry out for our attention. We're constantly bombarded by stimulation from all different sources, including, to relate to our second reading here, our culture, which is so very impure and unchaste. Over and against these words of St. Paul, reminding us that our bodies are not for immorality, but they are temples. And yet how loud is that voice in our day that says, no, your body is to be used however you please for your own gratification. How hard it seems at least, to see God and to hear his voice now. And yet, my friends, I would propose that the solution to this predicament in which we find ourselves are these very same words of the Baptist. Behold, the Lamb of God. Because if we pause for just a moment to think about it, is it not true that day after day after day, here in these hallowed walls, those very words ring out again? Behold, the Lamb of God. Just a few moments, I will hold the consecrated host in my hands and speak those words anew. Behold, the Lamb of God. As Catholics, it's not hard for us to find the Lord in the midst of our lives. He is here, day after day after day, truly present, in the greatest gift we have, the Holy Eucharist. And if we, like Andrew and his companion, ask the Lord, Rabbi, where are you staying? Is it not the case that from the tabernacle comes again the response, Come, and you will see. Come, and you will see. This is why the Church calls the Eucharist the source and the summit of the whole of our faith. This is why, ordinarily, we have an obligation to be here in person every Sunday to worship our Lord and to offer ourselves to him as he offers himself for us and to us here in the Mass. And so as we ask the Lord for the grace to understand where he is and what he's saying in our day, it has to begin here, by living a Eucharistic life, a life centered on our Lord here. Sunday Mass has to be a non-negotiable for us. And even now, you know, certainly there are many who cannot be here in person, but we have the gift of the live-streamed Mass so that even at home you can unite yourself spiritually to the Eucharist. I would encourage you, if and when you participate in the Mass from home, to do so fully, to give the responses, even to stand and sit and kneel as you're able at various times, as a way from even from afar of acknowledging that here and what we do here is the center of our lives. But then even beyond that, if truly the Lord is here, if truly those words, "Behold the Lamb of God," are true, then will we not be drawn here during the week as well? Maybe for daily Mass, or to stop in at any point during the day just for a little visit to our Lord here in the Blessed Sacrament. To come and see and to stay with Him for a time. Because here before the tabernacle, we come to this school in which the Lord teaches us how to see and to hear Him, even in the midst of our activity throughout the week. Yes, it would have been something to be there as Jesus walked by and to have heard John the Baptist cry out, "Behold the Lamb of God." But my friends, just as truly as our Lord walked by on that day 2,000 years ago, He's here. Let's ask Him for the grace to live Eucharistic lives, to make His real presence with us the first desire of our hearts. And let's thank Him for this gift that day after day after day, from the altar here of our parish church, these words ring out anew, "Behold the Lamb of God." St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.